You may not know it, but a lot of folk that I've shared the work of the Luton Food Bank have been very much inspired by the projects that you're doing. And one of those projects is a colour run, a colour run out in the open,
yes,
where you're getting people to come together and to run. And hopefully they'll get to see some wildflowers out in the open.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And
when is it?
Yes,
I must go.
30th of March.
Is it actually run, or can you walk?
Park. You can run, you can walk, you can dance, wherever you want.
Wow. So tell us, firstly, thank you for joining us on the show, and also congratulations to the fundraising effort that Luton Food Bank had achieved via the support of Inspire FM and the beautiful community of Luton. How much money was raised for the Winter Warm campaign?
Over £10,000.
Wow.
I don't know exactly. I think about 10,500, but Inspire FM, the community, the listeners are always amazing. Whenever we actually make a call, they answer. So we get the money that we need for campaigns that we're doing. And unfortunately, we are at a time where the numbers are not slowing down. They're going up and up. And
so when you say numbers, what does that mean?
Food parcels. So we give out food parcels every week. So we give them out 7 times a week from distribution points. And during the winter, in December, we gave the largest number of food parcels ever, which was over 400.
Why has it got to the point where you're having to give out more? What is happening? Is it because more people are actually identifying or being identified?
More people are struggling.
Okay.
More people are in crisis, and some is due to the universal credit changes.
Okay.
So people's benefits are changing. They don't know how to cope with the change. What happens is some people are on different benefits, and what they've done has changed it and made it into one benefit. So if you're getting your housing benefit and that's been paid to your landlord and now you've been given that money, for some people, not all, that could seem like, oh, wow, I've got so much money, and they don't know how to manage their money, which means they spend their money and then they're left in arrears. For others, however, it takes quite a long time for their benefits to change over, which means they're left with nothing.
And this is the situation we're actually reading a lot in the papers, where it's impacted the family so much so, which has had a massive, big, unfortunate results where people have actually lost lives because they cannot handle or manage the outcome.
Yeah,
really.
Oh, no, it's really sad. Like sometimes I put myself, and most of the time I put myself in those shoes, and I think, what if tomorrow something happened and I got ill, or my husband, and we didn't have that income? If one of us gets ill and he has to look after me, he has to leave his job, and then you have to rely on the food bank, and that really affects you mentally, doesn't it? And I think people don't know the extent that those people have to go to get a food parcel.
Right.
And yeah, you don't just walk in off the street, do you? There's
actual
procedures.
There's an actual process.
Yeah.
And the process is there because of people like Inspire FM that donate to us. We need to make sure that it's going to the right people.
It's targeted.
And it's unfortunate for them that they have to use us, but we have to do that to also help them too. So we go through a voucher process with them, and we work in partnership with Citizen Advice.
Yeah.
So once they've got the food, we'll ask them to go get support and advice to get them out of that situation, because usually they're entitled to some sort of benefits and they don't know about them. If you're working all your life, you don't know what benefits you're entitled to.
Of course.
No. And is it true as well that actually you're getting an increased number of actually working families that are having to resort to food bank, not just those that are on benefits, but actually even ones where two parents are working but they're just not getting enough income?
I can't say that for sure, but we do get working people that use us too. We're a bit back.
Statistics are suggesting that a lot of working parents are being impacted.
I couldn't say about food bank because we're a bit behind on our statistics, but what's happened is a lot of food is coming in and out that we haven't had the time to process all the vouchers. So it just shows you how busy we actually are.
£10,000 was raised.
Yes.
Some people would argue, well, that's a lot of money. Why do you need to do the colour run and keep fundraising?
Because we need to keep that income coming in, because we're giving food out. So if you look at a food parcel and we've given out 400, and we're saying, I mean, I'm just going to do this right now, so I could come. I'm just going to work out how much one food parcel costs. So let's do this. The £10,000. So we gave out 400 parcels in 1 week, and that costs us £6,000 to give out.
Wow.
So that gives you the context of how much it is. So if you do £15 per parcel, which I've just done, times that by 400, that's £6,000.
Wow.
So we are estimating that this year we will give out 12,000 parcels.
Okay.
And that's a 30% increase from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hoping to reduce the parcels or even close as a food bank, but that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Each year on year, what we've seen is an increase in food parcels, and it is going up by 15%, 20%, 30%. And this year we see it at 30%.
Do you think it will slow down.
No, I don't.
The demand.
I mean, the time that I've been there, all I can see is going up and up. And people might be thinking at home, oh, she's always doing campaigns. She's always spamming us with this campaign or that campaign. Mm. But for me, yes, we do food drives. We've done the Inspire FM winter campaign. But what I try to do is try to get different people involved. That's why I'm doing the Colour Run. Mm. A lot of people run. A lot of people want to do something, but they can't come to the food bank and give out the food to the people.
Okay.
But yeah, you can run for us. This year, we've done it. So we've done it at £25 to run with us. Last year, it was a minimum of £100 sponsorship. We changed that because we thought there might be people out there who've used the food bank who want to give back, and that's their way of giving back. So we've done it at £25 cost. £10 covers the registration cost, and £15 pays for a food parcel. So in essence, you're running to feed a person in Luton.
So what is the Colour Run exactly? What happens?
You run 5K in Wardown Park, and we splash colour on you. So if any of you know Holy Colour...
Sounds glorious. Splashing colour.
Are you finished, Rosa?
I have, but I wanted you to explain it. And you know what? It was so much fun.
It was
so much fun. I went with my children.
Yes.
I didn't know what to expect. We went the wrong direction, but that's fine.
It's taking part, isn't it?
It was all about taking part. I lost my kids, but that's fine. They were running ahead
again.
Of me. They went the right direction. I went the wrong direction. And we met in the middle somewhere, but it was an experience, and it was just beautiful to see parts of the community I've not met before. It's a real celebration of coming together, and you know what better to do it when you're having fun and you're actually raising for a good cause. So folks, I would strongly recommend getting involved.